Sometimes it can seem that answers to hard questions are just too simple to be real. That's exactly what false teachers were telling the Colossian Christians about salvation. They were trying to convince the church in Colossae that finding a relationship to God had to be more difficult than simply having faith in Jesus as Savior and Lord. And some even claimed that Jesus was not the Son of God. Paul wrote this letter to the Colossian church in 60 AD to remind them of the basics of Christianity. Jesus is the head of the church and the final authority in the lives of his people. And Jesus is the Christ and the only way to salvation. It is only through Christ that we can find our way back to a right relationship with God. Jesus gave his life so we could find that relationship. When we put our faith in Christ's presence, God sees us through Christ's righteousness instead of our own. This world can be complicated and full of difficult things. Sometimes it's hard to remember what's really important. Sometimes it seems impossible to find the right answers to the problems we face. If we pay close attention to Paul's words, we can find the simplest yet greatest answer the world has ever known. Faith in Jesus is all that we need.
The letter of Paul the Apostle to the Colossians.
Greetings from Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus. I am an apostle because that is what God wanted. Also from Timothy, our brother. To the holy and faithful brothers in Christ that live in Colossae. Grace and peace from God our Father. In our prayers for you, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank God because we have heard about the faith you have in Christ Jesus and the love you have for all of God's people. You have this faith and love because of your hope, and what you hope for is saved for you in heaven. You learned about this hope when you heard the true teaching, the good news that was told to you. Everywhere in the world, that good news is bringing blessings and is growing. This has happened with you too, since you heard the good news and understood the truth about the grace of God. You learned about God's grace from Epaphras, whom we love. Epaphras works together with us and is a faithful servant of Christ for us. He also told us about the love you have from the Holy Spirit. Since the day we heard this about you, we have continued praying for you. We ask God that you will know fully what God wants. We pray that you will also have great wisdom and understanding in spiritual things. Then you will live the kind of life that honors and pleases the Lord in every way. You will produce fruit in every good work and grow in the knowledge of God. Then God will strengthen you with His own great power, and you will not give up when troubles come, but you will be patient. Then you will joyfully give thanks to the Father. He has made you able to have all that He has prepared for His people who live in the light. God made us free from the power of darkness, and He brought us into the kingdom of His dear Son. The Son paid for our sins, and in Him we have forgiveness. No one has seen God, but Jesus is exactly like Him. Christ ranks higher than all the things that have been made. Through His power, all things were made, things in heaven and on earth, things seen and unseen, all powers, authorities, lords, and rulers. All things were made through Christ and for Christ. Christ was there before anything was made, and all things continue because of Him. He is the head of the body. The body is the church. Everything comes from Him, and He is the first one who was raised from death. So in all things, Jesus is most important. God was pleased for all of himself to live in Christ. And through Christ, God decided to bring all things back to himself again, things on earth and things in heaven. God made peace by using the blood of Christ's death on the cross. At one time, you were separated from God. You were God's enemies in your minds because the evil deeds you did were against God. But now Christ has made you God's friends again. He did this by his death while he was in the body, that he might bring you into God's presence. He brings you before God as people who are holy, with no wrong in you, and with nothing that God can judge you guilty of. And Christ will do this if you continue to believe in the good news you heard. You must continue strong and sure in your faith. You must not be moved away from the hope that good news gave you. That same good news has been told to everyone in the world. I, Paul, help in preaching that good news. I am happy in my sufferings for you. There are many things that Christ must still suffer through his body, the church. I am accepting my part of these things that must be suffered. I accept these sufferings in my body. I suffer for his body, the church. I became a servant of the church because God gave me a special work to do that helps you. My work is to tell fully the teaching of God. This teaching is the secret truth that was hidden since the beginning of time. It was hidden from everyone, but now it is made known to God's holy people. God decided to let his people know this rich and glorious truth, which he has for all people. This truth is Christ himself, who is in you. He is our only hope for glory. So we continue to preach Christ to all men. We use all wisdom to warn and to teach everyone. We are trying to bring each one into God's presence as a mature person in Christ. To do this, I work and struggle, using Christ's great strength that works so powerfully in me. I want you to know that I'm trying very hard to help you. And I am trying to help those in Laodicea and others who have never seen me. I want them to be strengthened and joined together with love. I want them to be rich in the strong belief that comes from understanding. I mean, I want you to know fully God's secret truth. That truth is Christ himself. And in him, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are safely kept. I say this so that no one can fool you by arguments that seem good, but are false. I am not there with you, but my heart is with you. I am happy to see your good lives and your strong faith in Christ. As you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so continue to live in him. Keep your roots deep in him and have your lives built on him. Be strong in the faith, just as you were taught, and always be thankful. Be sure that no one leads you away with false ideas and words that mean nothing. Those ideas come from men. They are the worthless ideas of this world. They are not from Christ. All of God lives fully in Christ, even when Christ was on earth. And in him, you have a full and true life. He is ruler over all rulers and powers. In Christ, you had a different kind of circumcision. That circumcision was not done by hands. I mean, you were made free from the power of your sinful self. That is the kind of circumcision Christ does. When you were baptized, you were buried with Christ, and you were raised up with Christ because of your faith in God's power. That power was shown when he raised Christ from death. You were spiritually dead because of your sins, and because you were not free from the power of your sinful self. But God made you alive with Christ. And God forgave all our sins. We owed a debt because we broke God's laws. That debt listed all the rules we failed to follow. But God forgave us that debt. He took away that debt and nailed it to the cross. God defeated the spiritual rulers and powers. With the cross, God won the victory and defeated them. He showed the world that they were powerless. So do not let anyone make rules for you about eating and drinking, or about a religious feast, a new moon festival, or a Sabbath day. In the past, these things were like a shadow of what was to come. But the new things that were coming are found in Christ. Some enjoy acting as if they were humble and love to worship angels. They are always talking about the visions they have seen. Do not let them tell you that you are wrong. They are full of foolish pride because of their human way of thinking. They do not keep themselves under the control of Christ, the head. The whole body depends on Christ. Because of him, all the parts of the body care for each other and help each other. This strengthens the body and holds it together. And so the body grows in the way God wants. You died with Christ and were made free from the worthless rules of the world. So why do you act as if you still belong to this world? I mean, why do you follow rules like these? Don't handle this. Don't taste that. Don't touch that thing. These rules are talking about earthly things that are gone as soon as they are used. They are only human commands and teachings. These rules seem to be wise, but they are only part of a human religion. They make people pretend not to be proud and make them punish their bodies. But they do not really control the evil desires of the sinful self.